Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London, Sunday, 14th of Shvat, 5th of February, Rabbi Yeshua Biton, Shlita, the rain in Spain, and Halacha. This week's Torah has been sponsored jointly by a family of Lachman, Ilan Nishmas, Rabbi Shaib, and Rabbi Avraham Shimshon, Shon Rocha. His Yahrzeit is today, 14th of Shvat, and Ilan Nishmas, Morasora, Roiza, Bas, Rabbi Yom, and Akoen, Alea Shalom. His Yahrzeit is on Friday, 19th of Shvat, and also by family Dudi Itzkulis, Yosef Dobin Chelo, with a message from Dudi, thanking everyone for your tefillahs and zechuyos, helping me reach my refuah.
Good morning and good bach. So we have a Yom Tov of sorts coming up this evening, and the truth is, this is one shiur that I have in my pocket. In case anyone asks me, I was asked quite recently to give this shiur, but it's something I have in my pocket that in England. It's always quite a timely topic, because when you're talking about rain, Baruch Hashem, Agav, it happens to be that today is a glorious day outside, but in general, you're quite safe to be talking about rain in the United Kingdom at any given day or moment. So I thought, I'll give the shiur about rain. But then when I thought about it again, I realized that actually when we have Tu B'Shvat round the corner this evening, Tu B'Shvat is here, and everyone with their minhagim and their way of implementing or celebrating the Yom Tov, if you're Mekubal or you just have a few fruit, if you're Sephardi, then it's the Ganza Pesach Seder that we have at home. But if you look into the reasons given for Tu B'Shvat, they're quite rain related. So either, I think it's Rashi that says it's the time where the rain starts to go up into the sap of the bark of the tree and starts to make the Peris, the Ilan, and we're talking about here the rain in Eretz Yisrael, because if you look outside, the trees are very much not in bloom, but the Rashi will say that this is the point where the trees will start getting being yonik, the rain up into the buds. Or there's another pshat that from till Tu B'Shvat, the trees are being yonik from the rain of last year, and from Tu B'Shvat, that's today, the trees are being yonik from the new rain, which is coming, and therefore that signifies a new year. And again, the fact that it's a new year, Tu B'Shvat is for halachas of Shmita, Trumas, and Maisrus. But the Meiri says something very, very nice, and something that actually can give us chizuk, because we go through the winter months, and it can be quite dark, and it could be quite difficult to get through the winter month. He says, well, if we look at the winter, it's from Cheshvan till Nisan, and today is bang in between Cheshvan and Nisan. In fact, it just tilts, it's going to tilt over towards Nisan, so we've actually gone over most of the winter, and we're now heading very much towards the summer, just like in the same way that the week up until Tuesday is from the last, and then we're talking about Shabbos. Here we're already talking about, which scares a lot of people when you talk about Pesach now, we have to start saving and cleaning, but yes, Pesach is round the corner. So, I thought, let's say if we're talking about the rain and Tu B'Shvat and the trees, I'll highlight a tshuva of the Rosh that talks about rain and talks about the davening for rain. So, not Mash V'Rach, but rather in Birchas Hashanim, when we discuss the bracha of rain, when and where we should do this. And we're familiar with the fact that there are two times that we scroll down in Tanis, there's two kinds of davening for rain. There's the rain where we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is in control of the weather, right? There are some that like to say that the Jews are in control of the weather. That was a bit of an anti-Semitic quote that was given a few years ago, but we're not in control of the weather. We might be able to have a direct channel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is in control of the weather, and that we do through Ma'ashi Baruch Merida Geshem. We acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the weather, but that doesn't necessarily have to correspond with when we want the rain, because all we're doing is saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of the weather. But then there's a tefillah within Shemoneh Esrei and Birchas Hashanah where we're actually asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rain, and that is more sensitive, because if you're asking for something, then generally you have to ask for it when you need it. And that is the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Yud, discusses when we ask for rain. When is this? And the Gemara says that the minute we hit in Cheshvan, we should start asking for rain. However, Rav Gamliel comes along and says that we're worried in Eretz Yisrael. We're worried. Why are we worried? Because they didn't have trains, and they're all going to be Oyler Rebbe, and they're going to have to get back home. And there's a problem with the roads, because it's muddy. And if we start asking for rain, then we will have trouble. People won't come to Eretz Yisrael, they won't come be Oyler Rebbe to Yerushalayim, and we will end up losing out from Shalish Regalim. And therefore, we should wait till Cheshvan to start asking for rain, and not before, so that we can ensure that people can come and go. And the Gemara says, halacha is like him. The halacha is like him, that we ask in Zayin Cheshvan, that is when we want the rain. Then it comes up, the Gemara continues, but however, that's in Eretz Yisrael. But Chanina says, in Bavel, what do we need in Bavel? We don't need the rain to come down in Cheshvan. We also don't have the problem of Shalosh Regalim, and therefore in Bavel, since it was agriculturally a lot wetter, they had more water resources and greener country. Also, maybe the agriculture was different. Things grow at different times in different places. He says it's 60 days from Tkufas Tishri, which is, I didn't write down the name, something to do with autumn, but basically there's twice a year where the sun and the moon align, and that is your autumn time and your springtime. And 60 days from then, which is about 4th or 5th December, depending how long the months are, since it's based on the solar, where the sun is, we go with the Goetia calendar and not with the moon. And that will be 4th or 5th of December, so maybe 6th of December. And that is the time that we ask for rain. And the Gemara says, halacha is like Chanina. That's the two times brought down in the Gemara. Now, the Rosh is a bit of a controversial letter, and we get to see the genius of the Rosh. We get to see how Psak Halacha was going on in those days, but we also get to see the tzitzkus of the Rosh, and how a Poisek, who undoubtedly in his time was, even now, one of the greatest Poskim that ever was, he was unique in that, and we're going to see this in the Tshuva. He started off in Ashkenaz, in Germany, and then he had to run away because he was being hounded by the anti-Semites there, by the pirates or whatever it was there. He owed them money. They wanted money. I don't think he owed them money. And he had to run away, and he ran and settled in Toledo, Spain. And immediately, when he came into town, they realized the Rosh is the Rosh. They also probably knew him from his responsa. And they looked to him as a Rav. So he was a Rav that was Ashkenaz, but actually was also he was Ashkenaz, but he was also taken on as a Rav in Sfarad. And it was for that reason, by the way, that a lot of North Africans, so Spain, Morocco, maybe a bit of Algeria, will have a lot of minhagim that are different to minhagim of the Middle East. So, for example, we're talking about Pesach before. Kitnias in my house doesn't exist, despite the fact that we are Sfardi, because the Rosh had major influence in how we looked at some halacha. And the Rosh talks about a certain situation that took place in Spain. Hence the name of the shir, the rain in Spain. And he starts off with a Pesach story. Vahi b'shnas chamesh salofim v'shivim v'sholosh l'briyos. So roughly 710 years ago. Ne'etzru hagshamim. It stopped raining. So he's in Spain, it's quite a hot country. Toledo is quite high up, but there was no rain. V'loy him to kol acharif, and there was no rain in the whole winter, besides for a little bit of perspiration. V'yikru tzoim l'izkanel Hashem, l'otzeis motor al pnei ha'adamo. So it was a dire situation, it was an extreme situation, and they were so desperate for rain that at that point the whole community was fasting. I've been to Toledo, it's a beautiful, if anyone wants to go, and there's a lot of tours to Poland and to Eastern Europe, anyone's done all of that and still enjoys that kind of touring, Toledo's a fantastic a place to go visit. There's shuls that are intact, that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi and Rabbi Yehuda Levi is there, and it's beautiful to see these places that had a massive Jewish influence. So he's standing there and he says, we're starting to fast. It's the first night of Pesach. And what's significant about that is that we know that we stop asking for rain. Pesach. After Maariv. It's after Maariv and Shul. And they are walking home. Because as we know, we go home. Tatadaf Machan Kiddush, right? Kedai the Kleine Kinder Zonish Anschlupin. So he's about to walk home. But the Rosh was the Rosh. So Hoya Yoshev al Pesach Beisah, he was standing by his house, he was sitting by his house. Va'anachnu, this is his son speaking, Ktsas Machaverim, the Bochrim, Oimdim Olav Mimino Mismolei, entourage. And he said, the Yoman, he said, Ato Hoya Toiv La Oirer Hadobar Ashema Oilom Mahamti Olav. Now will be a good time to acknowledge, to highlight something that has been bothering me forever. Lomo lo yiskru v'yishlak shomim ad Shavuos. Why we don't ask for rain till Shavuos? Why are we asking for rain till Pesach? Now he was aware, the Gemara says you ask till Pesach. But he wanted to know why we don't stretch that to Shavuos. And the reason why he's bringing this up is because they're desperate for rain. It's Pesach time. And it's very clear they're going to need rain after Pesach. So he's thinking, why don't we ask here in Shavuos? Now the Bochrim were aware of how things work in the Jewish communities, and this was, it happened 700 years ago, same as it happens today. And this is, look, it's not going to really work. You can't just walk in and say we're going to start changing the Siddur. It doesn't work like that. So Bianu Ktsas Mechaverim, the friend says, probably a good idea, that you should ask the people in the shul, the elders of the shul, because the elders in the shul are the ones that keep on bringing up the minag. And we didn't do this last year. He says probably we should preempt them on what you plan in doing tomorrow. And similarly, you have politicians. Before any politician goes out to make a statement, he's hoping that he has the people behind him that are gonna. And I bring this example up because we see something that politicians do happens at the end. So they say just make sure you've got the backing of the community Zakenim. The Yasuchim, and so they went and asked the Zakenim. The Yoshebei name, and they said it's fine. The Shalchu Lechazen HaKnesses. The next person you have to ask is the Chazen, because bottom line is all the Minhagim ultimately end up in the mouth of the Chazen. The Rav could say something, the Zkenu can say something, but when he's up there on the Bima, he's the one who's in control. So they asked him, and they told him that tomorrow we're not going to be asking for the rain to stop. We're going to keep going. And they did so. Not only that because it was Yom Tov, they couldn't fast, but they did, they were maske, the Yud Gimel Midos, because they were desperate for rain. It was a drought, and it was desperate times. But then, and this is why I bring up the politicians, it was a bit of a coup in the base, in the shul. It comes to the time, and people who told them they're going to support him, they started murmuring, what's going on? What's going on? Why are we changing? And there was some chachomim in the shul, there's always that. There's always a few chachomim in the shul that weren't asked. Yes, they weren't part of the skeim, but they were chachomim nonetheless. And they start saying, what's going on? My high, since when do we start changing things that were here from many, many years? And they said not only that we shouldn't do it, but it wasn't even the right psak. In fact, it was wrong, because we know that rain in the wrong time is a simon klala, and the last thing we need right now is klalas. We have enough tzoros with no rain. You're going to give me klalas now as well? V'yisapik obi adoni harosh, and the rosh stood there, presumably facing Mizrach, and didn't say a word, and didn't go wild, didn't bang on the bima. Veloy diber b'yoy mahu ma'uma. He didn't say on that word anything. Ad lel cholo shomayit. Until cholamayit. V'yichtay megillah sefer lechazek dvarav v'zeh tarfa. And he wrote the tshuva that we're about to read because he wanted to do two things. Firstly, he wanted to explain so that we know what's going on. But also, he didn't want to be seen as an amaret. Which is interesting that the Rosh, right, if the Rosh walked in this room, truth is, if the Rosh walked in this room and went against the minhag of this shul, you could be the Rosh, you could be the Rambam, you could be Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have, as long as your Masorah is straight, you don't have to listen to the next Rav that walks in. But you would presume that the Rosh is the Rav of your town. But here, there was kickback. It wasn't so posh that the Rosh says something. And he's undoubtedly one of the biggest poskim time. So we have a machlokes in the shul. We have a situation where we need rain, and they said they're going to stop davening. And this is just talking about the when continuing till Shavuos. We're not even talking about asking for rain after Sukkot. Kicks in the rush, and he deals with both these issues in his letter that he writes on Chol HaMoed, which at the end he says, usually I don't write on Chol HaMoed, because you shouldn't write on Chol HaMoed. However, there's two things here. Firstly, I think it's part of Tzorich Yom Tov, because to get this halacha out, in his opinion, to manipulate the rain, Tzorich Yom Tov. And also, that's the main reason. He said he feels it's Tzorich Yom Tov. Okay, says the Rosh. Kishamati ki yesh tmaim al dvarai. I heard that people were not only not wanting to listen to me, but they questioned my halachic conclusion. Bosi lafarish masha amarti. I've come to explain myself and what I said. She'en royu lifsoik milahavski velishol ata b'yom tov harishon shel Pesach. I've come to explain why we shouldn't stop asking the Vrei. This is not a new question. It's not that after Maariv, I suddenly had an anfal that we should stop asking for aid. This is something that's been sitting on my mind. Me'olam. Mikvah yomim rabbi ba'ashkenaz. Already when I was in Ashkenaz, it's not a smarty thing. Nisra'amti al shnei dvarim shura'isi shenagim b'yom halalu. I saw in Germany two situations that bothered me and I couldn't understand them. Ho'echot, the first one. She'enim shayle magshamim k'tikun. They don't ask for rain in the right time. They don't ask for it. We're in Germany, we're not asking for rain in the right time. But they were presumably asking 60 days after Tkufas Tishri, which is December. But he says that's not time. But afa gavda omrinu perek kama de tanis. Tanis chanina ima vegoyla ad samach geim le tkufa. Va omar av huna barchia omar shmul halacha ke chanina. The Gemara says in Tanis that we paskin like chanina that says you have to wait 60 days after Tkufas Tishri, which is the time that they were doing it in Germany. Rosh adds fuel to the argument and says that not only that we know that in Chutz La'aretz in general, we always paskin like Talmud Babli over Eretz Yisrael, and since in Bavel we say halacha like Hanina, even though in Eretz Yisrael the halacha was like Ram Gamliel, which was Zion Cheshvan, we should go with Talmud Babli. I still had a problem with that. Because when do we say this halacha of that we go Bosa Bavel? That is when you have a halacha in Issa V'Heta. When there is an argument between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, what did Moshe pass up? What is the halacha? But here, it's not a question of what is the halacha. It was very clear in the implementation of this bracha that Eretz Yisrael had it because they had questions about the roads. They had questions about the agriculture. And therefore in Cheshvan, it made sense for them, Motzah, Sukkos, Zayin, Cheshvan, whichever one it is, depending on Beis HaMikdash or not Beis HaMikdash, that's when they ask for rain. But in Bavel, since they had a lot of water going on and the agriculture and the climate was different, then they held differently. So it's not a question of following Bavel. It's about following what is needed. In Hanemi libidaba isabaheta, the chi of a potter, to mutahara. Something that is dependent on the time. The aim boy shinu la'avar al dibrei Torah. And by changing it, you're not being over in anything. Roy lelech acha hashonim amkoymes vazman. Bavel sheichnus al mayim rabim. Bavel, as we said, is resting on lots of water. B'loyo tzrichim kshomim ad samach yoyim tzkufas. Oy hoyo zman hazera me'ucha b'bavel. All the time of Zriya was later in Bavel. And therefore, it makes sense that the Gemara says we go in Bavel in its time. Aval be'eretz Ashkenaz. However, here in Germany, he's saying when he was living, he's talking about when he was living in Germany. Shizman azera hu michatzi tishri ve'elech. It's midway through Tishri, right? Which is nowhere near Cheshvan. Hadova yedua she'im lo yordu gshomim miyad acha hazriya. If the rain doesn't fall right after you've put the seeds in the ground, what happens to the seeds? The sparrows come, the rats come, or they go moldy. So not only do you need it, if you don't have it, it's not going to work. Lama le'nasik v'nei Eretz Yisrael, why don't we ask, like Eretz Yisrael, for the rain to come down a lot faster? Shesholim v'kshom mar cheshvan, karabon gamliel. That ask for rain in Cheshvan, like Rabban Gamliel. Ki b'dava hazeh ein machlokes ben b'nei Bavel uven b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Sheitnu elu tamna debrayim shirin lasis kach. Because Bavel and Eretz Yisrael don't really argue about this. All they're saying is we have different realities and therefore we have different times. The elu nosin tamna debrayim, and each one gives their reasons for why they have their different times. Shirin lasis kemosin elu shib b'bavel hayu osin kepi hatzayach shalhem. In Bavel they did what they need. And in Eretz Yisrael, they said in Cheshvan, it was the fee their tzorach. So you have the Rosh saying that in Ashkenaz, we have a different time we plant the seeds. We have a different time we need the rain. We have a different time that the things grow. And therefore, it doesn't make sense to me that we should follow the time of Bavel, which had its own agricultural needs and had its own timely necessities. And he asks that in Germany, he says he even brought down to the people in Germany, the Rabbanim in Germany, that they should perhaps change it. And he continues. Okay, the Alti Toma, Acher Shekasavti She'ein Machlekes Beinein, Ma'ai Hutzrich Shmuel Lifsoik Halacha Kechanina. He asks a good question. He asks a question himself. If I'm telling you now, he's basically created the situation of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, poshet, different differences of realities, differences of metzias. So then why do we need to say, oh, and we're paskin like Chanina and Bavel? Well, paskin is always against something else. So he's saying, no. He's going to turn that into a proof towards him. The fact that the Gemara says we're paskin like Chanina, what he's saying, the Yesh Lema, Lefi Shishina B'mishin Rebbe Gamliel Omer B'zayin Cheshvan, he's saying, once the Gemara said, that Rav Gamliel says that we wait for the Oyler Regolim and that we start asking for rain in Zayin Cheshvan, the Omer Rebbe Loza Halacha Kerem Gamliel, and then the Gemara says that we paskin like Rav Gamliel, now we have a problem. Because you would have thought, Hava Mina Ein Lashanis B'Shum Mokim B'Lavar Al Dibra Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that we wait for Oyler Regolim and we go in Cheshvan and that's when we ask for rain, and the Halacha is like that, we have to counter that statement to say that Chanina says that's in Bavel. Oh, and the halacha is like him. Dahainu, what is the halacha? Not that it's 60 days, but rather, he says, the Yeshem Shishan Mishnah, because you would have thought, Ein Hashan, it's Makim Lava al Dibra HaMishnah, Kamosh Pasuk Rav Lezer, Kamash Malonsh, She'ein Zeka Over al Dibra HaMishnah, She'libnei Yisrael Nashas HaMishnah Kafim HaKoymam, Ukafit Tzarchon. Right? He says that it comes up from here that we were saying we pass the Rav Chanina. It means that the words of the Mishnah are not set in stone, but rather they're set in what is necessary. And therefore, he makes a kal v'chomer. He says umadoch that the times of the Gemara, when the Mishnah says you have to do it in Cheshvan, and Rav Gamliel comes along and says, you know what, Oyler Regolim Zayin Cheshvan, and we pass in like Rav Gamliel, and then we say that Rav Chanina comes along and says that in Bavel you can change that to a date that is not mentioned in the Mishnah, 60 days after Tkupas Tishri, Kal v'chomer as today in Ashkenaz, can move it to a date in the Mishnah. Dahainu, we have a precedent for Cheshvan. We have a precedent in the Mishnah. Ah, you're going to tell me you can't change because we paskin like Chanina in Bavel. But Chanina himself went against a date in the Mishnah and it creates a whole new date. Why? Because the rain fell in a different time. So we have rain falling in a different time and we want to take it back to a Mishnah. We have a Mishnah to back us up. So why are we going with the date of Bavel when we can go back to the Mishnah? And we pass him like Rav Chanina only to show you that you can switch things if it is necessary for the time. Okay, and that was problem number one. So problem number one is why we're not asking in the right time. And this is more problematic because he's just pointed out that the Mila of his date in Ashkenaz was based on the fact that there's a precedent. Right? His second one, where he wants us to stop asking, to continue to ask for rain till Shavuos, there's no precedent for that. So there, he's going against his own logic, but he still thinks it's the right thing to do. And this was the thing that he was dealing with in Spain. ועדו בידוש באשכנז איקה קיים התבוע. התבוע היו על ידי הגשמים שבין פסח לצרס. The main time for the rain that was needed was between Pesach and Shavuos. שאור שמעסיקים ביום טוב הראשון של פסח, למנה את זה, כאשר הוכחתי, and he explains, as I said before, that it would be different times, and they would have different times, different rains. אבל באשכנז, שאי אפשר לתבוע להסקיים זו לא סוי במוטו, שבין פסח לצרס, סימן ברוכה הוא. He goes, it's not, when we say סימן קלולה, which his shul was very worried about, it's just plush a factual. If you don't need the rain, and you're asking for rain, or you, then it's a klala, because you're asking for something that you don't need, but here you need it, so where's the klala? And even in the Gemara, when it mentions the klala for rain, that was only until the end of Nisan, but here Pesach was still mid-Nisan, so they could have asked for it, even in the Gemara's time, it wouldn't have been a sin klala. Bedina, chosar amorit ha-geshem yilehem ma'atzeres ve'elech. K'moi l'bnei Eretz Yisrael, mi-Pesach ve'elech. The Kitzah, he asks that l'maisa, we should change that date as well, yeah.
When we say Baruch Aleinu, are we asking for rain in England, or are we davening for rain in Eretz Yisrael?
No, so here it seems to be, clearly...
He seems to think that Baruch Aleinu goes on each place.
Yes, very clearly, and it seems right? to be, yeah. And
I think we normally think that when we say Baruch Aleinu, we're davening for the matzah in Eretz Yisrael, not for England.
No, we're davening in England, no? But we only change, we don't change the same time as Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Eretz Yisrael
yeah.
starts at the same time.
Yeah, it's clear from the Gemara that we were asking for Babel, mm-hmm. and it's... I'm pretty sure, yes.
So we're davening for here?
Yes.
For here?
Yes.
Okay.
So then he carries on, and then he just shows how a posuk works. He says, "Kol el yodvarim." All these things, this whole argument, I put before the Rabbanim of Ashkenaz, which there were many. No one had any tainus on what I was saying, on the actual lomdus of what I was saying. Ella, rather, sha'amru ain't anu tzrichin l'shanas ha-minik ba'ashkenaz. We don't have to change the minik in Ashkenaz, not just because we don't have to change the minik. They said, why overturn the apple cart? Why steer a hornet's nest? Ke ain't atzirus k'sham in motzushon. We don't have a problem with rain in Ashkenaz. Baruch Hashem, it rains, they have rain, it's like pretty much like here. So they never had sorrows with rain. So it works. If it works, it works.
In Toledo they did.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Motzishon b'harba pam hatvum is kalkum b'nei Rav Hashem. He says, actually, in contrary, there's so much rain in Ashkenaz, that in Germany, that sometimes too much rain is ruining the crop, which is interesting, because you're doubling for something that you do need, that you don't need. Okay. Kshiyasati ma'ashkenaz, when he fled Ashkenaz, or when he left Ashkenaz, b'avarti derech Provence, I went through Provence, so he went through France. Shamati, in Montpellier, so that's not Montpellier Rise over here, it's there in France. Shahay Maskirin Hakshamim, Bezayan, Bemarcheshvan, Veyosha Ma'oid Be'enai. He heard that in France, the minhag was that they asked for rain, like his first problem, they asked for rain in Eretz Yisrael. But Marty, Montpellier, I told the Chachamim there in France, what's going on with Pesach time. Teretzli kushya achas in inyan hafsoka ma atem oisim, what do you do? For omru she oisim kemishna miyon tovarishim she Pesach Pesach. And they said, we do like what the Mishnah says, and we go from Pesach. And he goes, my hive, if you're changing one, why not changing the other? Martem shema enchem tzrichem moto ben Pesach atzeres, does Montpellier not need rain till Shavuos? Omri, they said, yes, they do. Ve I efshe letzvur dukayim blei motem, we actually struggle. But Martem, my whole lomdus that I just said now, the Yishramot Be'enem and the Rabbonim of Montpellier said, yeah, your svaros make sense. Elo she'omru ma'asha onu shalem b'shos ma'cheshvan kach hinik chachomim harishainim. So the reason why we ask in Cheshvan is because the Rabbonim before us told us that's what we do, i.e. that's our minhag. But to now start changing, it's not bakveit, right? to start changing. And therefore, v'alaf sokol lo nuchal la'aseis doba b'shinu minhag im lo yishizkab tzuchach me'oretz. Until we have the conference, until the Chachamim of the area, of the land, come together. So this is 700 years ago, there was this concept of the Rabbanim getting together in a Sifa. And until then, we're not gonna change it to Nisan. He says, V'yatzasi Misham, I left there, and I don't know what the end result is. I can tell you the end result is that they didn't change it, and they kept going till they kept stopping like everyone else on the first day of Pesach. So you see, this was a bit of a crusade of his, that he got to this place, he sees the davening thing, he asked them, what about Pesach? They said, look, we have the Rabbonim before us stopped in Cheshvan, but Pesach not. And the reason, by the way, that the Rabbonim stopped is because there was a precedent for the Mishnah. There was a precedent for Cheshvan, but there's no precedent to start changing into Pesach. But now I'm in Toledo. They're not only is it nice to ask for rain, but we desperately need it. And even though a lot of most of them weren't farmers, but as we know today, that the everything's connected, right? So if there is a problem with a war in Russia, then the kalkala of anyone in any business will be affected in some way. And the agriculture was the staple of the economy. If that was going under, there was tzoros ra for the whole of Klal Yisrael. And he says, we've got a problem because the financial crisis was severe. V'amarti kam apam lechaverai. I told my friends, shiroyu shlo lahafsik milisho lahaske ad atzeres. Ki ata ni yodeh shekol haratsa she'eino yodeh ikik gishmeim him epesa lahatzeres v'badai rabim ninhu. He says, now I've come here, I've realized we need the rain. I told my friends that actually I've just done this journey from Germany all the way to here, and I can tell you along the way they all need rain till Shavuos. So what are we doing? Ela shloi milani libi lidavik kedvarim halol l'shan saminek. And this is very interesting. This is working at home situation. So the concept, I was giving a shiur in the Treasury, and quite a few people were there, but they were all over a certain age. I said, there's no young people working in the Treasury. She says, no, the young people are all working at home. So this is the Rosh's cheshbon. The Rosh already realized this a long time ago. He goes, look, I never had the chutzpah, or I never had the guts, or the gedolts to go up to the chachamim in Toledo, who were choshev in their own right, and tell them we should start changing the siddur. However, I now realize there's a crisis, and since there's a crisis, we can implement it for this year. And if we implement it, I'm conscious that we're running out of time. Since we can implement it for this year, we will implement it, and then next year the people will be used to it already. So it's like in the pandemic, they'll work at home, and then they'll continue working at home. Now it works in favour for these people in the Treasury because it means they can keep sharp as they work on Friday at home. But Lamai said that was his cheshbon, and then he goes, I get to shul and people start hucking me, and they turn their backs on me. And this is, I'm going to finish off with this. There's a lot more to say, but the time is out. He says, Lemaisa, I sat there and I thought to myself, I could put my foot down, I could stand up and say it, but I didn't want to make a goodness in shul, and therefore even myself in my own tefillah, I decided I'm not going to go with it. I'm going to daven like it was done till now, and from now myself and for Aaron, because much rather that we have shalom in the shul than we have pirud. And he you know, puts down his pen and he says, and that's what it will be. This question was also asked from Reb Chaim Shabtai regarding Brazil, and presumably the same with, and it was also tshuva to New Zealand, and the same in Australia, on what you do and what you don't do. And ultimately, based on the Rambam Al Poskim, in Shamei Tefillah, you will ask for your own rain, or you may not do either. You just may not mention the rain Bechlal, and then in Shamei Tefillah, ask for what you need agriculturally. And the Gemara does bring a case of Ninveh, which the Rosh talks about, we don't have time, where they need a different rain at different times, so it would depend if it's, according to the Rosh, if it's a continent. He's like, there's a whole continent that's significant enough to change a minhag, but the other poskim will argue. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha.